Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is 10 Reasons Your Weight Matters. While I recognize that weight control is a sensitive subject, it would be irresponsible of me to have this blog teaching you the little things that will help you enjoy greater success and fulfillment, but neglect this important subject. Please know, I care about each of you and would never want to hurt you. I share this type of information because your weight does matter. Because our weight is primarily dependent upon what and how much we eat, how frequently we eat, and how much exercise we get, it's essential to recognize that for most of us, our weight is a choice. Even if it's harder for you than most people to lose weight, it doesn't change the fact that it is a choice. I also want to acknowledge that for some people, it doesn't matter what they eat or how frequently they exercise, they just aren't able to lose weight. Reasons could range from genes to endocrine disorders and from medications to psychiatric illness. We should all be sensitive to the fact that losing weight is not a simple choice for everyone. I know this for a fact because I have a couple close friends who fall into this category. Based upon my 20 years in the health and wellness field, I have compiled what I have learned from working with thousands of people who have testified to the benefits of getting their weight under control. Although there are many more reasons your weight matters, I have listed the 10 reasons most commonly reported and widely accepted. First, your health will improve. There are literally 101 health benefits of maintaining an optimal weight. The list includes simple things like reduced stress on bones and joints to more serious problems like sleep apnea, high blood pressure, and heart disease. Here are some of the most severe and prevalent life-threatening illnesses correlated with obesity. 80% of type 2 diabetes is related to obesity. 70% of cardiovascular disease is related to obesity. 42% of breast and colon cancer is related to obesity. And 30% of gallbladder surgery is related to obesity. Second, your life expectancy will increase. We are not designed to carry excess weight. Our bodies do not function at optimal levels with added surplus pounds. An Oxford University study analyzed nearly 1 million people from around the world and found that obesity could trim as much as 10 years off your life. This 10-year loss is equal to the effects of lifelong smoking. Number 3, you'll be a better example to your children. According to the Center for Disease Control, obesity has increased 74% in the last 15 years. Today, 27% of all children are obese. For children, obesity suppresses growth hormone, which is responsible for bone growth, organ growth, and muscle growth. This has huge implications on the health of our world's children. If you make it a priority to get your weight under control by changing your family's diet and exercising, you'll be setting an example for your children to follow. Number 4, you'll have more energy. Whether you attribute it to an increased metabolic rate that comes from exercise, improved sleep, or the absence of sluggishness, people who effectively control their weight report more energy. Number 5, you'll experience greater self-esteem. With rare exception, the number one thing I sense from people who have lost weight is an increase in their self-esteem. They smile more. They're happier. They are proud of themselves. Looking good physically equals feeling good mentally and emotionally. When we employ the discipline required to get our weight under control, we feel great about ourselves, and rightfully so. Number 6, you will be more confident. Confidence may start on the inside, but it definitely shows on the outside. Because weight control is difficult, people who experience success in this area show it in the way they walk and talk, as well as in the way they look and interact with people. Number 7, you'll have more personal initiative. Success breeds success. Accomplishing something big, like getting your weight under control, naturally builds your confidence. When you combine improved self-esteem, self-confidence, and increased energy, you will feel like you can tackle anything. Number 8, you will enjoy an enhanced quality of life. By most people's standards, an active lifestyle is more enjoyable than a sedentary lifestyle. Excess weight often limits us from getting out in the world and doing the things we enjoy. Some of the most exciting weight loss stories I hear people share are the things they're now able to do that they couldn't do before. Number 9, you'll be held in higher regard. The negative characteristics commonly associated with being overweight, whether perceived or real, are no longer an obstacle when your weight is under control. One study done by Yale University quantified the stigma that people attach to overweight and obese individuals. Their research revealed that negative stigmatization of obese individuals on the part of managers, doctors, teachers, and nurses, as well as family and friends, and even dietary professionals. And number 10, your value to the market will increase. Regardless of whether or not we agree with it, weight discrimination is a reality. Whether two candidates are vying for a new job or promotion, or two salespeople are competing for the sale, with all factors equal, the person whose weight is under control will often have the advantage. Furthermore, studies have demonstrated a correlation between obesity and lower earnings for both men and women. Now, I want to challenge you. One of the most powerful emotions that bring about change is resolve. It's when deep down inside, you say with grit and determination, "I've had it." It's a time when you say, "It's over. I'm going to change this area of my life. I know it won't be easy, but I'm going to do it." Are you ready to take control of your weight? If so, here are 7 steps to get you started. First, make better food choices. You know what foods you should and shouldn't be eating. If you don't know, make it a point to educate yourself. Second, drink water. Avoid drinks with chemical additives like sodas, as well as drinks that contain high amounts of liquid carbohydrates. 3. Find an exercise you enjoy, even if it's as simple as walking, and do it regularly. 4th, don't eat between meals. This is the prime fat-burning time. If you absolutely must snack, keep it healthy. 5th, increase your dietary fiber intake to a minimum of 28 grams a day. 6th, don't overeat. And then 7th, avoid desserts. If you're having a difficulty losing weight, tell your healthcare provider. There are tests that they can run to identify the problem. Let today be the day that you make the decision that enough is enough, and that you're going to learn what you need to do to get your weight under control.